Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Damien Huffman with your 7 News briefing for Monday, December 13. Tens of thousands of people are heading to Queensland by air and road after the state opened its border to vaccinated Australians for the first time in 5 months. At 1 a.m. this morning, entry restrictions were dropped for those who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 and can show they've had a negative PCR test before beginning their journey. Qantas and Jetstar are expected to carry 10,000 passengers on flights to and from the state today alone, with most of the day's flights fully booked. As Christmas nears, they expect to increase flights from around 700 now to 1,200 weekly flights to and from the state. Another 60 people who attended a New South Wales nightclub have tested positive to COVID-19, with the venue becoming a super spreader site. New South Wales Health yesterday confirmed 24 cases of the virus have been linked to the Argyle House in Newcastle. That number spiked to 84 today, with a number of cases likely to be the Omicron variant. New South Wales today recorded another 536 cases of COVID, 9 of which have been identified as being Omicron. And Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce has told Sunrise he probably has the Omicron variant after testing positive to COVID-19. Joyce is currently self-isolating in Washington, D.C. after becoming infected during a trip to London for high-level meetings with UK officials last week. Joyce says he's feeling great and wishes he'd get out and return to Australia. And that is your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Haffenden.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.